What's going on, guys? I'm Dustin. This is So You're Getting Older. Today is episode number 36. I know it's insane that we've actually lasted this long. So I was looking through some comments and talking to some people, and apparently the audio was kind of fucky on my last episode, and I'm not real sure why. I think my board might be going bad. I'm not real sure about that, but rest assured, I'll figure it out just like I always do, and I will make sure that we can go ahead and continue moving forward. That does explain, you know, a big part of the reason why there's such a big gap between the last episode and this one. I've been trying to figure that out. Plus, new job has been whipping my ass. Plus, you don't quite understand what you're getting into when you adopt a rescue dog. And that's what we did, was we adopted a 2-year-old pit bull, a little velvet hippo, if you will. We've had some hiccups with her, not gonna lie. And, you know, we've got some issues that need to get worked through. And luckily, our vet, they've known us for the last decade. That was where we always took Lamb Chop, and they know how we are with our animals. So them seeing us with a rescue wasn't that big of a flag to them, because they know, again, how we are. They know us. They know what we do with our animals. Now, that being said, man, not gonna lie to you. Taking on a rescue dog with an exceptional level of separation anxiety, a dog that had, by what I can see, not been physically abused, but was extremely verbally abused. She really doesn't like it when anybody raises their voice. She doesn't like it when there's really any kind of discontent in the home. And, you know, she reacts to it. And she doesn't react violently, even though it's a big, scary murder dog. God, I don't even know how to explain it. You know, her head goes down, her eyes are automatically down onto the floor, her tail goes between her legs, and then she runs like hell and gets into her kennel. And that's not a bad thing, I guess, at least the kennel part. But I know sometimes I do speak loudly. I know one of my sons, Braden, my oldest boy, he also has a tendency to speak loudly. Plus he has his own issues, between him and his mother. And, you know, I almost feel bad, because it's just like, you know, bringing a damaged dog into our home, where we're in a constant state of work, where my wife's always trying to work on, you know, making herself to be a better person. I'm trying to work on making myself into be a better person. Our youngest son is trying to work themselves into being a better person. And my oldest son is so wrapped up in his own little world that sometimes it really doesn't seem like he gives a shit, and he just wants things to go along how they are. Well, Dolly does pick up on those things, and that's her name, by the way, Dolly. Follow me on Instagram, So You're Getting Older, and you'll see pictures of her. You'll also see I went and got some more work done on my sleeve. You'll see pictures of my the new stuff that me and my tattoo artist come up with when we were sitting there and looking at all the line work and trying to figure out where we wanted to go with it. And yes, I'm well aware I use a lot, and y'all are just going to have to deal with it, because I'm not editing through and going after every single but I do want to get a couple things out there. You know, there's a couple places that I go to on the interwebs, and there's very few things I actually do on the internet aside from this. I'll go to Amazon, I'll go to Black Rifle Coffee, and I'll change up my subscription that I have with them. You know, I went from getting a bag of coffee and a pack of stickers every 2 weeks to now getting 2 bags of coffee every 2 weeks, because I come to the realization that 1 bag of coffee in a week or in 2 weeks, that just ain't enough. And I'm not really feeling it. Like, I need to, you know, supplement my caffeine intake with, pick the cheapest brand of coffee at your at your local Wally World, Fred Meyer's, Kroger, Safeway, Albertsons, if you're down south, Piggly Wiggly. Are those even still around? Fuck, who knows? Anyways, no, I'll go to like Black Rifle Coffee. I will like scroll through my news feeds and see what's going on at that moment. I'll pop onto Facebook for just a moment, check on everything, make sure, see if there's anybody interesting talking about anything interesting. And once I see that there really isn't, I'll get off of Facebook. I'll hop over to Instagram, take a look, see if anybody's got anything cool posted. There are several people that I follow on my Instagram. Again, it's So You're Getting Older. And go check it out. I think my followers list is open. Check it out. See if you see anything on there from others that you like, follow them. Tell them I sent you. That way they feel like I'm actually recommending, because there's some people that I am. I'd have to go through the Instagram feed to get you the names, but there are some people that, I do listen to their content and I do enjoy it. But outside of that, I'll go to, like I said, I'll go to Black Rifle Coffee. I'll mess with my subscription, change up what coffee I'm getting the next time. I will go to the Till Valhalla Project and check out their merchandise, see if they got anything new, see if they've got anything that, would fit with my current state of mind. And if there is, I'll buy it. I have no problem spending money where the money is going to good things. And Till Valhalla Project, that's one of those ones that I feel is a very solid thing. They do a lot of things with the 22 a day. And for those who aren't aware, 22 a day is a significant number because at wasn't too long ago, 2 years, 3 years, American veterans were given up to the battle within their heads and they were going out on their terms. And that is a very sad thing when you think about the fact that they were taking their own lives at the rate of 22 veteran suicides a day. And with the money that they have raised and the donations that they've made and the progress that they have made, they did knock that number down from 22 to 18 as of last year. Maybe take a look. See if there's anything on there that you guys might like. I know they sell tumblers, they got bracelets, t-shirts, hats, things like that. Take a look. It gets you some quality merchandise and gets them some quality money to be able to spend on the people that everybody seems to forget about. And I know that, personally, that veterans do get forgotten about. VA treats them like shit. Public treats them like shit. Got to count on companies like this to be able to help them in their times of need. So now that we've got that downer of a message out there, let's talk. I'm not real sure what is going on as, and we're going back to my dog. I'm not real sure what's going on with her. We're getting her into some different kinds of training, and it's not just training for her. It's training for us as well to be able to relate and be able to handle her to her best ability and our best ability. She is a very good dog. She is. And she didn't really have the best upbringing as far as her early times. She was basically used as a puppy mill, a living, breathing, breeding machine. That's all she was used for. And you can tell because, anytime you give her any kind of affection, she just eats it up. She wants more. She did not get a whole lot from what I can gather. And it's actually really sad when you think about it because that's no way for you to be with any kind of animal. It's not. Animals require interaction. They require love. They require compassion. And they will return the love and the compassion that you give them tenfold. And it really is hard to see animals like this that are mistreated in the way they are. They are, ignored. They're not given any kind of attention, any kind of affection. We got her a shit ton of toys when we picked her up. And I mean, there was a lot of toys. And it's funny because she's actually pretty similar to Lamb Chop in the sense that neither of them really know how to dog, We had 15 amazing years with our last dog, with Lamb Chop. And I, It's morbid to say, I understand that, but just, you know, get in the fucking bus and go with me. You'll understand when we get to the end of the road. We had her literally from the beginning of her life, and she was with us by our sides all the way to the end of her life. And you can't erase 15 years of memories and 15 years of love and friendship and companionship at the drop of a hat. You can't. And I readily admit, me personally, I am still grieving the loss. And I really don't know how to deal with it, I guess. Pretty hard. And, you know, she was one of those dogs that, and I say it in a joking manner, but I really do mean it. She didn't really know how to dog. We never treated her like a dog. We always treated her like, you know, the four-legged furry kit. You know, it wasn't like a actual normal, now I use air quotes when I say normal, pet owner relationship. It was more like a parental relationship, I guess, you know. And it's kind of funny when you think about it, but, you know, we would take her over to my aunt's house, and she would always kind of freak out because she didn't know what the hell was going on with the other dogs because they were being dogs. She wasn't raised around a bunch of dogs. She was raised around kids. And that's how she viewed herself, was simply as another kid. She didn't see herself as, you know, anything other than a full-fledged member of the family, which, that's, in my opinion, that's perfect. Again, very, very, very good. Very good. Very smart. She was extremely intelligent. And, you know, her size notwithstanding, you know, she was a long-haired miniature dachshund. She was the runt of the litter. And she was tiny. I mean, she was tiny. She was, I think at her biggest, she was like 10 pounds. When she left us, she was 7.5, 8 pounds, maybe. And, you know, she had the heart of a lion. I mean, absolutely 100%. And she was the kind of dog that, you know, she would protect her family until she couldn't protect them any further. And, you know, that was one of the really, really good traits that I had in her, or saw in her. I mean, she wasn't scared of anything. She was an awesome, awesome dog. And, you know, one of my very best friends. And, you know, I can say that and not feel silly in the slightest about it. Fast forward, and, you know, Sarah and I were sitting there, and we were sitting on the couch and we were talking about it. And I was like, you know, this house is really, really lonely without a dog. And, you know, she agreed. And thus began the search, which lasted for all of, I think we were looking for maybe 2 days. I mean, we didn't really look a lot, and I feel bad about that. But I don't feel bad about the dog that we have. You know, I don't know. I feel bad, but I don't feel bad. Don't get it twisted. You know, I understand that this dog is not capable of replacing Lamb Chop. I understand that, and I do get it, and I'm not foolish enough to think that she would be able to. However, you know, there's a lot of times where you're sitting there and you're just like, holy shit, you know. I caught myself, you know, a couple days in, she had jumped up on the couch with me and kind of flopped over. And it was funny because the way she flopped over was how Lamb Chop used to just jump up on the couch, and she'd just look at you and then fall over on her side and just lay there. And that's what Dolly did. And it was funny because I looked at her and I rubbed her on the belly and I was like, God damn it, Lamb Chop. And I stopped and I felt bad. And, you know, it was one of those things where she looked at me too and was like, who's Lamb Chop? I'm like, you're Dolly. You're not Lamb. That's one of the just little things like that, you know. And it's very trying to deal with a rescue dog. And I'm not saying that I regret doing it, but it's difficult. It's not an easy process, and it's not an overnight process. I feel like I took Lamb Chop a little bit for granted, because when you would deal with her, it was so easy. Excuse me. It was so easy, and it wasn't really like dealing with a dog. You know, it goes back to the whole, you know, she didn't really know how to dog thing. But no, it's a little bit harder than I thought it would be. And luckily, talking to our vet, she deals with rescue pit bulls a lot. And, any questions that I've had, I just call. And I call and she gets back to me, or, she's able to answer. And I ask the questions, is this normal? Is that normal? What should I do when she does this? Blah, blah, blah. And I got set up for, like I said at the beginning, got set up for the new training stuff and to be able to do that. And then once we get all that training done, we will move on to getting the invisible fence installed here. And then that way we can just let her outside after they do their training. And, she'll be able to have free room or free roam of the backyard. And, it's a little bit easier and a little bit more foolproof than putting in a stand-up fence. And it's, in my opinion, far better than the alternative of going and getting stakes and shit and putting it out in the yard and, getting her a long chain or whatever, so in that way she can go out and, go potty and do all that stuff. And, I'm not a fan of people that chain their dogs up and leave them outside. Really not a fan of that. And yeah, it kind of pisses me off, really. And I don't want to do that to her. I don't want her to think that that is a appropriate thing for people to do. I know that we've been working pretty hard, to get her to understand, you don't shit or piss in the house. And it's to the point now where tomorrow, no, not tomorrow, Thursday. Thursday, we're gonna have somebody come out. They're gonna take some measurements and we're going to get hardwood flooring installed here. And it's basically going to be wall-to-wall hardwood floors. There's going to be no carpet. And so, I feel really dumb having bought my wife a $300 Dyson vacuum 2 years ago. And now it's going to be useless. Maybe. Hopefully they have like attachments that you can buy, that are like a Swiffer, or they have like a sweeping attachment and be able to do that. Just one of the little things that we're gonna have to be doing. I'm not all that concerned with it though. I think when all the training is done and everything is done, I'm pretty sure that we're gonna have a fairly solid dog. And it's gonna be a dog that I don't really have to worry too much about, and I don't have to worry about my kids being at the house, and finally maybe be able to have a life and be able to take my wife out, which is, really that's the hope. I really would like to be able to take my wife out, go and do things again. That was the difference. Another difference between Dolly and Lamb Chop was we could leave Lammy here and didn't have to worry. She wasn't going to shit in the house. She wasn't going to piss in the house. She was completely housebroken and was a very, 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 very good dog. And she would do everything she could to keep from having an accident in the house. And, it's still kind of hard, It really is. And I don't mean for this to be kind of a downer of an episode, like I said, yeah, we got a new dog. She's a rescue pit bull and she's actually a very sweet dog. She has a very pretty smile and, she does everything as well as she can. And it's really a different kind of experience to be having a dog that is the size that she is. She's 10 times bigger than Lamb Chop was. And she's a big old dog. And she thinks she's a lap dog. It doesn't work that way. She'll figure it out though. But it's nice. So that is the big update. I hope it didn't disappoint, and I hope that you guys, as always, are thinking about, hey, I don't know, maybe you'd like to be a guest on my podcast. Maybe you'd like to email me, ask me a question. Maybe you'd like to get a hold of me on Facebook at Getting Older, GETTIN space OLDER. Maybe you'd like to get a hold of me on Instagram at So You're Getting Older. Hey, maybe you'd like to get a hold of me on Twitter, which is the @ and Getting Older Pod. But, if you're old school and you want to go email, and how sad is that? Email is old school. If you want to email me, so you're getting older at gmail.com. Remember, none of that stuff has any apostrophes in it because the internet does not use apostrophes because it'll break it. I don't know. Who knows? But hey, be safe. Take care of everybody in your family. Take care of everybody in your house. Be nice. You know, don't cause a bunch of shit. And if you do, make sure you end the shit. But that being said, take it easy, guys. I'm Dustin. This is So You're Getting Older. And I will catch you on the next one. Hopefully, I'll be able to get back into a little bit more normal of a rhythm. And yeah, I'll let you guys know. Take it easy.